Welcome once again to Word on the Hills, with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer. Each week on this program, we visit with a local author, get an introduction to their work, sometimes a glimpse into their lives. But this week, we're doing something a little different. Our guest is Susan Statham, and we have invited her to come and talk about a project of the Spirit of the Hills Writers Group, Word Northumberland, which Susan proposed, founded last year, and of which she is the chief organiser. Word Northumberland is a one-day event held in celebration of both writers and readers, and this year is scheduled for Saturday, October the 25th, at the Coburg Library. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Felicity.
Tell us a little about the origins of Word Northumberland and what its goals are.
Well, I was inspired by Word on the Street. It's a national book festival. I had never actually been to one, but I read all about it, and it only culminated a couple of days later when I was at one of the writers' meetings for Spirit of the Hills. And after that, got to thinking we could have something similar. We could have a one-day event in which writers could come out and meet their readers. And that was basically the start. I brought it to the writers group, and they thought it was a good idea. And when we got our committee together, and away we went.
Last year's event was held earlier in the year in an effort to preserve the street fair atmosphere of its progenitors. What are the advantages of holding it in October? Will it be an entirely indoor event this year?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is actually having it at the library because we have a bigger room. We do have the option with Coburg Public Library has a patio space should we have a glorious day, which unfortunately last year we did not have. We were fighting the rain. It stopped temporarily and then it started up again. The other thing about last year was my hope was to integrate a few events into one, which would be they had a blues festival at that time, and they had some kind of a food festival as well running down King Street. They got rained out too. Everything was affected by the bad weather. So this year we don't have to worry about weather. All will be beautiful.
It will be October is Arts Month, though. Is that an advantage?
I hope so. Of course, it's untried for us, but it also will be linked in with the Library Week and with Coburg Library. And they have many faithful patrons that, and they are also going to participate with us to some extent and put Word Northumberland into their advertising too. And I think that will generate more interest in the event.
That will be helpful. Last September, though it was the first year for the event, we had over 100 visitors and we'd arranged readings by 12 local authors. And all the tables we had room for were taken up by a mixture of publishers, local authors and bookstores, so the day was a success in spite of some challenges. What do you hope will be improved at the second Word Northumberland?
Well, as I said, an elimination of one of those challenges, worrying about the weather, because we had a small space and because we had some issues with that space and that we were contending with another event and it reduced our floor space substantially, we had really hoped we could use a patio. But with the rain, we couldn't use it. So this year, we won't have that concern. The library is large enough, the Rotary Room is big, and they do have a patio, so should it be a nice day, we can have maybe some tables out there or some refreshments, something along those lines.
So do you think the weather was the greatest challenge you faced in organizing last year's event? And are there more challenges to come in putting on Word Northumberland 2?
Weather is one of the, you know, as a Canadian, hey, the weather. But I thought about it. You know, you're supposed to be positive about these things, of course, and it's going to be a beautiful day, I kept saying to myself. But then there's that little voice that says, what if it rains? And it rained. So I think from something like Word on the Street, it has been, it started off tiny too, but it's been going for so many years, 20-some years, that they don't have that concern anymore. People will come out rain or shine. So that was a worry for me, that would they come to an unknown event in bad weather?
Well, 100 of them did. So
yes.
Do we hope for 200 this year?
Absolutely.
And are there other challenges to putting on Word Northumberland this year?
Well, there's nice things about this year, and then of course last year we had to bring in our own tables and chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We had major setup issues.
Yes.
This year we won't have that. This year the Rotary Room comes with tables and chairs. So yeah. Our presenters, our visitors, our readers, our writers, they'll all have a nice comfortable space and can spread out a little bit. Nobody will be too compacted together, so I think that's going to be great. And it's a nicely lit room, lots of windows, and a nice cheerful space.
Yes. So, Susan, if someone comes to the event, what can they expect to see and do?
Well, they can expect to meet quite a few writers. We'll have at least 25 have signed up so far. I'm still in some of the planning stages for it. These are members of Spirit of the Hills Writers Group. We also have guest authors, some coming from Toronto. We have the new chair of the Crime Writers of Canada, Vicky Delaney. She's going to be there and selling her books, as well as some of those authors will actually be reading from their work throughout the day in segments organized into possibly 3 or 4 writers with 5 to 10 minutes of time to read.
That people will be able to approach the writers and talk to them and buy their books.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And people who are would-be writers or just beginning the writer's path, they'll have an opportunity to talk to writers as well and to publishers. There'll be four mm-hmm. publishers there.
Four?
Four, yeah. Mm-hmm. Guernica and Blue Denim Press and Hidden Brook and Quattro. Will uh-huh. all be represented. So that would be a good person for anybody interested in getting their book published to have an opportunity to talk directly to publishers.
Yes.
The Coburg Poetry Groups will be represented.
That's PICS.
Yes.
Poetry in Coburg Spaces and the Coburg Poetry Workshop.
Right.
So they're going to have going to have a table, and Pix is going to put up some poetry, are they? Going to put up an...
Yes, I think they're going to have a display of some sort. That'll be quite interesting
yes.
to see that.
Yes, and maybe they will want to read as well, will they? Have the?
I haven't heard back, but why not? We'll find out if they do.
Yes.
And Amnesty International has also expressed, I got a letter, an email from their representative, to have a display and a table and be able to talk to people about those writers who have been silenced.
That will be really interesting.
That's great that they want to come. Yeah,
they're
at Word at the Street. They often have a chair, an empty chair, and that chair represents the writer that can't be there. Kind of gives you goosebumps.
So what about children? If you bring your children, is there something for them to do?
Yes. Rhonda Perry, the Coburg Public Library, is going to make a day of children's events, bringing
Perfect.
In storytellers and some arts and crafts events. She will have something that we can put out, itemizing the different, what time she's going to have certain programs so that families can know in advance, and we can publish that.
That sounds great. What about libraries, and are they going to be represented this year?
Last year we had the local libraries, Northumberland Libraries. Crammy Library will be there. What they did last year was they had one table, then they had their information, what's on at the library, what sort of events they're doing throughout the year. So likely they'll repeat that with the various libraries all mm-hmm. having some information there, and the libraries taking turns being there throughout the day to answer questions.
Yes.
And we are also planning to put up a map of Northumberland indicating all of the libraries and the independent bookstores with those little pin flags, so people at a quick glance can see what is near them.
Well, they'll be able to pick up some bookmarks and stuff too, won't they? For the bookstores.
Yes,
so that they've got
we're
an address
going to do our advertising too with
yes.
our bookmarks, as well as I know a few of the authors are getting bookmarks made that they will have available to give away. The event is close to Christmas, so Everybody wants a book for Christmas, don't they? All those Geminis on your list. Speaking as a Gemini, I really appreciate a book at Christmas. And that's a very affordable and a much appreciated gift. And in this way, coming to an event like this, you can have the author dedicate that book to the person you're going to give it to and sign it.
Yes.
So that makes it a little extra special.
Perhaps we should also say that of the 25 authors, there's a very, very wide range of writing from those 25 authors. So there are children's writers and adult writers, crime writers, futuristic writers. Almost everything is covered, so you'll be able to get a Christmas present for your toddler right through to your great aunt Matilda.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Thank you. We'll take a break now.